Adventures of Genova.
One very boring day, Dennis was walking to school. For some strange reason, he was really early. 5 minutes later, he arrived, but no one was there. How odd, there was only 10 minutes until the bell.
Should I go in?
Suddenly, his friend Clara arrived and asked Dennis,
"Where is everyone?"
"I have no idea."
They decided to go inside school. When they got in, they saw that Dennis's tray was bouncing up and down. They thought, "That's odd," so they went over to have a look. And when they looked inside, they saw...
clouds!
"Why is the clouds in your tray? They look really fluffy."
And before they could say any more, they were both sucked into the tray and were falling. When they were actually inside the tray, they realized they were falling, and they were falling fast. They looked down and saw a plane that was crashing, but they also saw an island that had beautiful trees, glistening streams, and rivers. And then they saw a nice humble village with warm-looking fires coming out of the roofs. They both landed on the plane with a thud.
"Dennis, what do we do now?"
"Should we jump into the water, Clara?"
"A quick jump!"
The sea was crystal blue with a beautiful coral reef. Clara and Dennis saw three figures standing on the shore waving at them, so they decided to swim there.
"You two must be freezing after that swim,"
said a blonde, curly-haired girl called River.
"The water was actually quite warm, so we're not as cold as you'd think we would be."
Suddenly, the plane crashed into the top of the old ruins.
"Oh no, the ruins,"
said a quiet boy called Bob.
"We should go and see if the ruins are okay, but first of all, let's go and get you two dried off because you two are soaking wet."
After being dried off, all of the kids went back to check on the ruins. The plane had just missed the ruins, thank God. The ruins were lots of different colours. There was a blue colour, there was a purple colour, there was even a red and an orange. There was a gateway that was partially broken. It had strange markings of ancient writing. And also, there was a lot of statues surrounding the gateway.
"Statues for?"
Clara asked inquisitively.
"They're the ancient Genovians of this land. They're guarding the temple from any unwanted visitors,"
explained Malachi. Suddenly, the statues turned and looked at the ruins. They were glowing, glowing with rainbow colours. Suddenly, the ancient Genovian king walked out. He looked very serious, although his clothing outfit wasn't the greatest. He had a rainbow cape, a long beard, and a crown with a gem in it.
The king laughed as he came out of the gateway.
What do you want, sir?"
"Use this gem together and you will go back to your home world. But if in order to come back here, you must let the gem recharge and then you can return."
So Clara and Dennis used the gem to get back to reality. When they put their heads out of the tray, they realized that all the colors, the plants from Genova, had leaked out of Dennis's tray, and it was now inside their classroom. They both thought it was very, very cool. In 2 days' time, Clara and Dennis went back to Genova to have amazing adventures with their friends, River, Bob, and Malachi. I would like to thank my friend Alfie for playing Clara and Bob. He was an amazing help during this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed coming with us through the adventures of Genova. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.